Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 5th of March, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, United Players is back with Silent Sky. The Arts Club is presenting an audio-only series, and the Cold Reading series is zooming in on Monday. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So, we have never shied away from the fact that this show is all about nepotism. Since our first broadcast in 2014, we've constantly featured our friends and family and family of friends. Of course, we have lots of talented friends and family, so it's not that hard. But that brings us to the Reed sisters. Regular listeners are already familiar with Madeline and Savannah. We've had them in the studio about a year and a half ago as the duet Arbutus. And for the last couple of months, since November at least, they've been releasing solo stuff and we've been playing them almost constantly. And Savannah just sent me a new one. It's called Her. We're going to play it now. And then followed by her other song and then Madeline's songs. And we're going to finish off with a duet from Arbutus. So here you go. This is Savannah Reed's new song and it's called Her.
Treat me like the way I used to. And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. But honestly, the truth is that I just wanna be like her and all of her stars. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. You feel this way. Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like still seems to say he's better off without you. Lose me, I tell him, 'cause you sure want more. But I am safe as I turn away. Honestly, the truth is that I don't need a paper. All of your scars, the way you dance out in the moonlight, I'll be there when you fall apart, and all of my tears suddenly dry. When I see you smile at sunrise, you can hear all the world sigh. Oh, how I've longed to be with her. Can I be honest with you? My pearly white's broken too. And I can't find any glue. But I was wondering if I could use. Can you be honest with me? Do you want who I could be? Maybe I'm too damn easy. But there's something else I think I don't see. I've been feeling comfortable trying to know just what you're looking for. All the lines you deny, I need you to let me know in time. Honey, there's a lot of trouble going on in my mind, but here you are. And who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a friend. Do you remember that day when I gave it all away? You didn't know what to say. So all I got was okay. Lately I can't tell if you want more. Leave me waiting, but I still adore. People that have given up and let you go, but here I am. And who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a friend. picking up the pieces in the early morning. With a change on your face, but I know it still feels the same. And the warmth of your hand that I thought for so long was anger. It's just to tell me you're lost. And I won't look back, but I still seem to find that though I close my eyes, I look there every time. When I see you, I try to explain. Making myself better isn't as easy as it seems. And I know I can't change anything. And I shouldn't try. In the afternoon, chilling cheeks of kindness and sinking into boots, and the warmth of my hand that I wish would emerge in anger sees there's no one to blame. I won't look back, but I still seem to find. I close my eyes, I look there every time. And when I see you, I try to explain that making myself better isn't as easy as it seems. And I know I can't change anything. And I Cause there are no second chances, waiting for someone to give a sign, assuring us we're right in our romantics. But don't let go, I'll have you know that when I'm older I'll be stronger, but for now I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. By the light and scared of the dark, this is the last time I'll see everything that lies ahead of me before I start. But don't let go, keep waiting and I keep wasting away.
You reminded me about what the most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us, and when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at The Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Keen to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Redcap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
United Players has a new play. It's called Silent Sky by Lauren Gunderson. It runs from March 26th to the 18th of April. It's the story of Henrietta Leavitt, a 19th century astronomer, in a world where women weren't even allowed to touch the telescopes at Harvard. So this story explores her place in society during times of immense scientific discoveries. It stars Jenna Hill as Henrietta Leavitt, with Anna Bowie, Rebecca De Burr, Karchik Kadam, and Rona McCallum Lichtenwald. It runs online from March 26th to April 18th, and hopefully there will be in-house performances at the Jericho Arts Center running as soon as the Provincial Health Authority gives them the green light, if that ever happens. But you can watch it online. Tickets are $30. Students and seniors are $26, and all that's available at unitedplayers.com.
Sometimes you have to be alone. Sometimes I have to be alone. Sometimes we have to be alone. Sometimes you have to be alone. Sometimes I've seen this all before. Don't quit when you've got more. Nothing to say, but it's true. Oh, here we go again. When strangers become friends, and those friends enjoy each other's company. Sometimes you have to.
Friend of the show, Jack Patterson's Boosh Theatre Collective is continuing their free online pan-Canadian workshop series, A Glimpse into New Translation. This month, they examine Leanna Brody's translation of Philippe Slaudvila's award-winning Emigration Trilogy, a deeply personal work taking us on a journey of two continents and four generations, from Spain to Quebec, from 1917 to 2017, and the search for belonging in Canadian culture. It runs in three parts, Tales of the Moon, Tales of the Snow, and Tales of the Sun. On consecutive Sundays, March 14th, 21st, and 28th at noon Pacific. You can get all the details at Bushwhacked, and that's spelled BOUCHEWHACKED.com.
Here is the bird that never flew. Here is the tree that never grew. Here is the bell that never rang. Here is the fish that never swam. Here is the lock that never gave. Here is conviction never caved. Here are the bridges never burned. Here is the woman never returned. Here is the coin never spent. Here is the message never sent. Here is the specimen never discarded. Here are the doctors broken-hearted. Here is the action never taken. Here is resolve never shaken. Here is the watch that was never wound. Here is the guard never down. Here is the flower that never blossomed. Here are the foxes, we never saw them. Here is the blood that was never cold. Here are the words unsaid. Swallowed. Here is the field never plowed. Here is the want never allowed. Here is the pen that was never dry. And here, and here, and close and wide, and on, the fallen fruit, the forgotten song,
off the page. Page is a monthly public play reading series from Presentation House Theatre in North Vancouver. The series focuses on new plays written by Lower Mainland authors. By presenting plays as rehearsed readings, Off the Page encourages the audience to imagine what they cannot see. Playwrights are present to hear their work interpreted by accomplished local actors, followed by talkback with the audience. The next presentation is The Long Call by Jen Griffin. It's about ex-exotic dancer Holly, who is close to fulfilling her life's dream of freeing captive orangutans into the wild when her long-estranged ex-boyfriend Jack shows up to settle an ancient score. The result is a darkly funny multimedia piece inspired by shadow puppetry, philosophy, and high-stakes poker. You can live stream it from Presentation House on Sunday, March 14th at 2 o'clock, and all the details are at phtheater.org.
Your love is a little untrue. It's all right, 'cause I never liked you. Your mind is a little untouched. It's alright, 'cause you never think much.
Your pride is a little too vile.
It's
okay if you force a smile. Your love is a little unkind. It's alright, cause I never found mine.
Arts Club Theater Company is presenting Listen to This, a series of four world premiere audio plays from Western Canadian playwrights affiliated with the Arts Club's Emerging Playwright Unit and Silver Commissions Project. Each play can be purchased individually or as part of a series at artsclub.com. Shortened episodes of each play will be released weekly on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. First up is Unexpecting by Bronwyn Carradine. It's a comedic exploration of marriage, friendship, and modern motherhood, and it's available now. Next up is Night Passing by Scott Button, inspired by the true stories of LGBTQ plus Canadians who endured brutal harassment at the hands of their own government and the resistance that followed. That's released on March 17th. In May, it's Someone Like You by Christine Quintana, and that's the story of Cyrano de Bergerac reimagined in the 21st century with mistaken identities, millennial manifestos, and the quest for self-love. And finally, My Father is the Greatest Man in the World by Ty Amy Grauman. And that'll be released June 14th. It follows a Métis woman questioning her father's past. You can find out more about this. It's the Listen to Me series, and that's at artsclub.com. On Monday, March 18th at 7 p.m., join your fellow actors and writers at the Cold Reading Series for an annual event with the UBC Creative Writing Program, #ZoomZoom. Casting will be done virtually. If you're interested in submitting yourself to read for a role, just prepare a short self-tape that includes your name, your three-word hits or character types. If you're not familiar with that, it just gives them an idea of what kind of characters you'd be good at. So, you know, a three-word pitch like nerdy best friend or grumpy old codger or manic pixie dream girl, whatever works for you. If you're new to the group, just tell a little bit more about your acting experience. You don't have to have experience. They just want to know where you're at and if you're available for the event. It's happening March 8th from 6:45 till 8:15 p.m. So you can submit the self-tape by emailing it to coldreadingseries@gmail.com, or you can use WeTransfer. And you can get all the details at their webpage, which is coldreadingseries.com. And please do not send your demo.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble? You might get a little dirty.
But. Offer yourself to me, because in Ardennes teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go out for everything. Only one this week, Promethean Theatre in Burnaby is doing Salome by Oscar Wilde, directed by friend of the show, Seamus Farah. It's going to be happening at the Fire Hall Theatre in August, and the auditions are happening now until March 13th, online only. Right now, they're casting the role of Herodias. This is a female character in a range of 19 to 50. Herodias is the wife of King Herod and the mother of Salome. She's a power behind the throne and uses her daughter to achieve what she wants. And she was formerly married to Herod's brother. Sounds a bit like Hamlet. Anyway, you can prepare a 1 to 2 minute classical monologue for your audition, as well as a movement piece. And there they want to see your creativity and personality. Note that this production includes simulated scenes of self-harm and suicide, as well as themes of incest, sexuality, and violence. An intimacy director will be present throughout the process who will help navigate through scenes of intimacy. Promethean Theater is committed to diverse, inclusive casting. Submissions from all qualified performers without regard to age, disability, ethnicity, race, or gender identity are strongly encouraged. And Promethean has a COVID-19 safety plan to comply with provincial and regional protocols. Deadline for submission is Friday, March 12th. We've got no contact information on this listing, but you can reach them on their Facebook page. Promethean is spelled P-R-O-M-E-T-H-E-A-N. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Did I say library? Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com.
Do you want to be
our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Savannah Reed, Madeline Reed, Arbutus, the Pierce Kingans, Veda Hilly, Barbizon, and Culture Shock. And our theme music today was by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, you can check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 right here on CITR. If you miss any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. So stick around, because Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.